Track 13. The Clay Cross Company.
Founded in 1837 with George Stephenson as chairman, the Clay Cross Company quickly made a name for itself, and its products became known in almost every country in the world. It is open to debate about how much direct input George Stephenson had in the life of Clay Cross, but on his death in 1848, his only son succeeded him. Robert took a great interest in social affairs, and it was largely due to his efforts and those of Sir William Jackson, his successor as chairman, that the company built and maintained schools and 600 houses in the district. Whilst not all of them survive today, there can be no doubt that the Clay Cross Company has left an indelible mark on this town. Only time will tell if anything else will have such a lasting legacy. Did you enjoy the audio trail? Is there something we've missed? Please leave any feedback you have at audiotrails.co.uk.